It's Rabbi Nathanael Braun, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for February 13th, 2017. We'll learn the 5th to 8th Mishnayos in the 3rd chapter of Mishnah Sanhedrin. Mishnah continues in the list of those who are disqualified to give testimony or to be judges. Mishnah Hey, 5th Mishnah says, Ha-Ohev ve-Hasone. In addition to those who are disqualified, who is just simply don't believe because of their profession, they gamble, etc., or the relatives, the Mishnah adds somebody who is a really close friend of yours, somebody who loves you, or somebody who hates you. Ohev zesh shoshvino. How do we determine somebody who is, somebody who loves you? So that's somebody who, the English here says groomsman, but if you remember from previous Mishnayos, the shoshvino is the one who sends those presents when somebody is getting married. So if I send you presents, and then you'll send them back to me when I get married, so that's somebody who is close enough that we are exchanging gifts. That's an ohev. That is somebody who loves you. Sone, how do you know if somebody hates you? Kol shelo diber imo shlosha yamim be'eva. Somebody who doesn't speak to you for 3 days, but not because they haven't seen you, because they're intentionally spiting you and not speaking to you for 3 straight days. Amru lo said the Chachamim, lo nechshedu Yisrael al kach. I understand that you can have somebody who likes you, who doesn't like you, but when it comes to testimony and it comes to judgment, we don't suspect that Jews are going to, be that subjective or be that, terrible that they're going to lie for somebody that they like and, rule against somebody they don't dislike. That's not something we worry about. When we talk about testimony and judgment, we assume that, Jews are going to be honest. Mishnah Vav, Ketzan Bot Kenata Edim. So how do they check the witnesses? How do you cross-examine, if you will? Hayu Machnisin Oso Ma'ayman Aleim. They would bring them in and they would put the fear of God in them, if you will. Tell them how serious it was and tell them this is so important and you lie and you're in court under oath in God's name and all of these things. Motzian es kol ha'adam lachutz. They bring everybody, they send everybody out. U'mishayun es ha'gadol shebahen. They take of the witnesses, they take the most important one, the oldest one, whatever the gadol is. Ve'omrim lo, and they say to this person, Amor heach ate yodea shezeh chayiv lezeh. Tell me, how do you know that A is obligated to B? Im amar hu amar li she'ani chayiv lo. If the witnesses say, well, A told me that he owes B. Ish ploni amar li shehu chayev lo, or somebody else told me that A is obligated to B. So lo amar klum, that is a zero, He said nothing. Because that's simply somebody telling the court what they heard from somebody else about the transaction. Ad shiyomar bifanenu hodelo. Until the witnesses say, no, I heard A say to B. We witnessed a conversation between the two litigants, not somebody telling me about the conversation or one person. They were both there and A admitted to B that he owes him money. Shiyu chayev lo matayim zu. He owes him these 200 zuz. V'achar kach machnis nas hasheni. Then they bring the second guy in. So he hasn't heard the first one's answers. Ubotkinoso. And they ask him the same questions. Because you need at least 2 witnesses. And if the second witness hears the first guy testify, so he knows exactly what to say. So they keep them separate. First guy comes in first, then they bring the second guy in. Im nimtzu udivrayim echuvanim. If, as the English here say, their words are aligned, I mean, if they match, they give the same testimony. Then nos in vinos in bedavar. So then the judges take the testimony and they deliberate. Shnayim omrim zakai ve'echad omer chayev. If 2 people say, he is not guilty, innocent, we are going to acquit. Ve'echad omer, 1 guy says, no, he's liable. So then zakai, because in a court of 3, the majority rules, 2 people say he's innocent, he's innocent. Shnayim omrim chayev ve'echad omer zakai. 2 people say he's obligated. 1 guy says, one of the judges thinks he's not, so chayev. The 2 wins the day and he's obligated. Echad omer zakai ve'echad omer chayev. 1 says guilty, 1 says innocent, or here it's actually innocent then guilty. Afilu shnayim mezaken or shnayim mechayivit. Even if two out of the three are sure that he's either innocent or guilty, right, obligated or not. Ve'echad omer eini yodea. And one guy says, I don't know. Right, whether it's 1-1 and one guy says, I don't know, or 2-0. And the guy says, I don't know. Yosifu hadayanim. They add two more judges. Because the judge, you need a panel of three judges. And the guy who says, I don't know, it's as if he simply doesn't exist, he's not there, and therefore you need to add two more to get a panel of at least three judges. Mishnah Zayin, Gamru es Hadavar. So they deliberate, they finish, they come to a conclusion. Machnis and Osan Agadol Shebedayanim, the elder statesman of the judges, brings the guys in, they bring in the litigants. Omar ish ploni atazaka, ish ploni atachayev. You, sir, are innocent, and you, sir, are obligated. Or, you know, you owe him, whatever it is, they give him the verdict. Uminayim lechshiyete echa min adayanim. When one of these judges come out, how do we know that he should not, lo yoma, they should not say, ani mizake vechaveirai mechayvin. Listen, buddy, I was here in your corner. I was here for you. But what can I, but Avalma, right? I wanted to acquit, but they thought you were guilty. Avalma asked, but what could I do? Shechaveirai rabu alai, that my friends are more than I. They're the majority. Right, how do you know that you have to present a unanimous verdict and don't come out and say, listen, I was here for you, but they overruled me? Al zenemar lo telech rachil be'amecha. You should not go about spreading slander and secrets. Ve'omer holech rachil megaleh. So that if you go and slander and spread rumors, you reveal the secret. But what the Mishnah there tells us is that the court case is unanimous, and there's no good that can come of saying, listen, it was 2-1 and I was the one. There's absolutely no good that can come from that. Mishnah Chet. Kol zman shemevi raya, so seres hadin. It's like the Court of Appeals. Anytime you can come and bring new testimony, new evidence, so you can undo the original din, you can undo the original verdict. Right. It seems to make sense. Right. We're after all, a court of human beings. And if there was evidence that was not presented, that's now available. So we admit it. Amr lo kol raya sheyesh lecha have mikan ve'ad shloshim yom. So if they say to the guy, listen, you have 30-day period, go find some new evidence, but you have 30 days. So matzah betel shloshim yom soser. So then, if you find it within 30 days, you can overturn the verdict. La'achar shloshim yom eino soser. After 30 days, you do not. So Amar Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. So Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says, wait a minute. Mayas hezeh shelo matzah betel shloshim and matzah la'achar shloshim. What's the poor guy going to do when he finds these witnesses? He's looking, and on day 33, finds witnesses. Why should we hold that against him? Says Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, of course, right, when you find them, you bring them. Right, statute of limitations doesn't exist in Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. So, Amar lo have edim ve'amar ein li edim. Right, just like we had with the new evidence, so have... If they say bring witnesses, and he says, Eliadim, I don't have witnesses. Amru have raya, they say to the guy, listen, bring us the proof that you're innocent. Ve'amar ein li raya, and he says, I have no proof. Ula achar zman hevi raya umatza edim. And after time, some time elapses, he actually goes and brings the evidence where he finds witnesses, hareza eno klum. And that's a nothing, says the Mishnah. I mean, if he originally thought he didn't have anything, and now he comes up with them, so we're a little bit nervous that maybe he manufactured them, right? In a nice way to say it. And Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, right here, also has the same retort. Mayas hezeshelo hayodea sheyeshlo edim amatza edim. Well, what was the guy to do? He didn't think he had witnesses. He didn't know there were witnesses. Now he found them. Lo haya yodeh sheyesh lo raya. He didn't know he had evidence. Umatza raya. Now he found the riot. Rav Shimon Gamliel said, you can't hold it against him. We just don't assume. We don't worry that people are manufacturing evidence or buying, you know, witnesses. And therefore, both after 30 days and if he originally said he didn't have it, and they come up with it after the time period or after they had said they didn't have it. So if Shimon Leal says, what's the poor guy to do? And we don't worry that, you know, we don't suspect that somebody is up to no good. But in the last case, they all seem to agree. Amr lo have edim, might they say to the litigant, bring some witnesses. Amr ain li edim, says, I don't have witnesses. Have raya, bring me a proof. Ve amr ain li raya, and he says, I don't have a proof. Ra'a shemizchayev bidin, and all of a sudden he sees, right, we don't know how, but he sees that the court case is going against him. Right, however he figures this out, it ain't looking good. And then he gets up and he says, "Ve'amar kirvu ploni uploni ve'eduni." He looks, says the two people who are right there, ploni and ploni, you know, A and B, Reuben and Shimon, get up and give testimony for me. O shehotzi raya mitoch apundaso, or out of his pocket, he pulls out a proof. So hareze eno klum. So that everybody agrees that's a zero. That's nothing because you said you don't have them. Right? Nothing has changed. No time has elapsed. You haven't searched for anything. The moment you see it's going against you, you come up with these, you pull the rabbit out of the hat, right? Then even Rav Shimon Gamliel thinks maybe somebody is up to no good, and we suspect that these test, you know, the witnesses are no good or the evidence is manufactured. So that in that particular scenario, right, the overwhelming evidence is that you are up to no good. But in the regular case, right, we have this interesting argument. Are we suspicious? Do we worry? Or do we say, like Rav Shimon Gamliel, no, what's the poor Jew to do? And we don't suspect that he's up to no good. That concludes our learning for today. Please come back. Join us tomorrow.